Someone who says you can't achieve. Believe in yourself, that's the only one who matters. You're the only one keeping yourself from your dream.
I got hope, yeah. I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, no doubt. I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day.
Is therapy, I use it to maintain a pen and a pad, help me get right. When tempers are flaring, blood boils in my veins, I just write how I feel and it'll be alright. But that isn't how it is today. I push play, I feel betrayed. You lead these kids astray. They turn to their idols, they just need some relief. They get slurred words, bird brains and gold teeth. Hip hop used to be about empowerment. Now it's flashing cash, twerking with no content. Little girls need heroes to strive to be, like Rosa Parks, Earhart, Marie Curie. Maybe we should make music to better the world instead of driving a divide between races. Focus more on the content of our character instead of focusing on the pigment of our faces.
I got hope, yeah, I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, no doubt. I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day. I got hope, I don't dope, I got hope, cause tomorrow is another day.
Yeah, tomorrow is another day. It's B.I.C. Nero the King. For entertainment, tomorrow is another day. I got hope.
Be Big shout out to GT Digital Deeper Entertainment, man, our VIP and also our sponsors. Welcome back to Famo Nation Forever Radio. And like I said, this session here, this episode here, we're going to be talking about stress in America, anxiety in America, and we're going to bring you some facts and some numbers, man. So we're going to dive right off into it, and then we'll get you back to a little bit of the music before we get up out of here. So we're speaking about stress, right? Stress. Now, this is right here is coming from a report, man. It's with Clever.com. So it's talking about the stress and destroying America's ability to enjoy life in 2023. This is 2023 data, man. And it was updated in April as well of 2023, right? So the state of stress in America, about 61% of Americans say their stress level is at an all-time high, with 55% saying they're unable to enjoy life due to stress, right? Modern science has shown that stress is more than simple annoyance. Stress can contribute to a weakened immune system, digestive problems, and a high blood pressure, increasing the risk of heart disease and stroke. In a literal sense, man, stress society, a stressful society, harms its people. A new survey in 1,000 U.S. adults from Clever shows just how much stress the average American faces on a daily basis. More than 3 in 5 Americans, so 61%, says their stress is at an all-time high, and 59% say that the past 12 months have been the most stressful in their entire lives. Although stress comes from many sources, the data shows financial struggles have the most significant impact on Americans' negative mental state, right? So which of the following that you might hit? Is it your personal finances, your mental health, your debt, your physical health, your home, your relationships, or your job? And if you look at it on the scale that they've done, personal finances was at 61%, mental health was at 57%, debt was at 55%, physical health was at 53%, you have 49% for my home, 48% for my relationship, 45% at my job, right? So this is from cleverrealestate.com, and you make sure you go check them out. About 4 in 5 Americans, 80% are stressed about the cost of living. And 61% of Americans say financial stress has caused them to experience physical symptoms such as headaches or lack of sleep. The data shows a clear generational gap, with younger Americans reportedly noticeable higher levels of stress than older counterparts. Dads say, check it out, more than half of both Gen Zers and millennials, 55%, say they struggle to function because of the stress compared to just 30% of baby boomers. Right, and you can read on that. So here goes some key statistics for stress in America. 55% of Americans are unable to enjoy life because of stress. 30% of Americans are not taking any steps to improve their mental health. 48% of Americans cry at least once a week. 65% of millennials and 64% of Gen Zers say their stress is at an all-time high. 59% of Americans say the past year has been the most stressful in their lives. Polarity of Americans, 45% consider the 2020s the most stressful decade of the past 60 years. 61% of Americans are stressed about their personal finances, and 44% say they skip meals to afford bills. 80% of Americans are stressed about the cost of living, and 73% are stressed about inflation. 64% of millennials are stressed about housing prices, and 34% of homeowners say they'd be less stressed if they didn't own a home. 57% of American workers are stressed about their pay. And 46% are stressed about a poor work-life balance. Black workers are 41% more likely than white workers to stress about lack of diversity in the workplace. 59% of Americans say stress negatively affects their relationships. 43% of Americans overeat to cope with stress, and 39% drink alcohol to deal with stress. 77% of Americans say that the world would be a better place if more people prioritized mental health. 52% of Americans are willing to pay more in taxes for the government to provide better mental health services, right? So 55% of Americans say they're unable to enjoy life due to stress. Stress prevents more than half of Americans from enjoying their lives. In effect, More than 3 in 5 Americans say they experience physical symptoms, told you, such as headaches or lack of sleep because of the stress. Discussing stress and mental health has become less taboo over the past few years. Despite progress on that front, Americans, especially young Americans, still face considerable mental health challenges. Right? So about 57% of Americans say they're stressed about their mental health, with millennials, 62%, and Gen Zers, 70%, twice as likely to say as so much as baby boomers, right? It's only 32%. So just as concerning as high stress levels, 30% of Americans said they're not taking any steps to improve their mental health. Right? 30% say they're not taking no steps to even improve their mental health. Many are feeling too overwhelmed. About 48% of Americans told us they cry at least once a week. So is your mental health a source of stress? This is something that they asked in this report. The Gen Zers came in at 70%. The Millennials, 62%. The Gen X, 51%. Baby Boomers, 32%. Right? So that's the report that they came back, man. 1,000 Americans. Young Americans say they are more stressed than ever before. Millennials and Gen Zers are practically competing to see which generation is the most stressed. Nearly 2/3 of millennials and Gen Zers say they're more stressed now than ever before, compared to just 43% of baby boomers. Gen Zers describe the amount of stress as unreasonable. The millennials and Gen Z are 5% nearly twice as likely as baby boomers to say they struggle because of this stress. The younger a generation is, the more likely it is to rate its mental health as poor or very poor. Gen Z 8%, millennials 4%, Gen X 34%, boomers 17%. So another question, how would you rate your mental well-being? The Gen Zs, man, you had a little diversity. You had some coming in. The average was about 25%, right? You had excellent coming in at 27%. And then, you know, you had the rest of somewhat a very poor 48%. So how would you rate your mental well-being? Gen Zs came in at an overall somewhat or very poor of 48%. Millennials came in at that same somewhat or very poor 40%. Gen X, 34%. Baby boomers, 26%. So if you look at the average, the Gen Zs is 25%, millennials, 29%, Gen X, 26%, baby boomers, 26% as well. The people that say they have excellent or good mental well-being, Gen Z generation, 27%. Millennials generation, 31%. Gen X generation, 40%. Baby boomers, 57%. This is high impact, man. Millennials on average rate their stress highest on a scale from 1 to 10, and where 1 is not stressed and 10 is very stressed. Gen Z, 7. Average answer was 7. Millennials, 7.18. Gen X, 6.96. Baby boomers, 6.06. Americans say they have the 2020s most stressful in decades, last 60 years, right? So Americans are feeling that living in an exceptional stressful time. About 59% of Americans, including 60% of Gen Z and 64% of millennials, say this last year has been the most stressful of their entire lives. Considering the pandemic, heightened political division, and economic uncertainty, it's not hard to see why nearly half of the Americans, 45%, say that the 2020s have been the most stressful decade since the 1960s. So in your opinion, which decade is or was the most stressful to live in, or the least stressful to live in, right? The 2020s came in at the highest, 45%. The least stressful came in pre-1960s as 10%. The 2010s came in at 12%. The 2000s came at 10%. The 1990s came at 7%. The 1980s at 6%. 1970s at 5%. And the 1960s at 4%. Pre-1960s was over 10%. So even in 1990, right? In 1990, the research, and this report shows that from the levels of opinion of which decade was more stressful to live in, and in the 90s, it was 70%, 2020s, 45%. So it's a very big, big thing that's going on in America, all across our country, not just in one state or two states, but all across America, man. You know what I mean? And they do research on a lot of different things. And then when we look into the research and we look into the knowledge, we get a better understanding of how impactful this is for all of us. Not just a few of us, but for all of us, right? So nearly 2 in 3 Americans say social media has been bad for society. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? One factor contributing to America's stress may be the easy access to distressing headlines from media outlets, particularly on social media. More than half of Americans, 60%, say the news increases their stress. Additionally, nearly 2 in 3 Americans, 3% say social media has been bad for society, including 69% of Gen Z Americans. Americans of all age groups say social media has had a negative impact on society. Gen Z says it came in 69%, Millennials 62%, Gen X 61%, Baby Boomers 63%. So a share of Americans who agree with the statement, social media has had a negative impact on society. Gen Z 69%, Millennials 62%, Gen X 61%, Baby Boomers 63%. So that's on social media, man. You got a plethora of information, personal finances. 44% of Americans have skipped meals to afford bills. Nicknamed 2022 the year of inflation and frustration, so it makes sense that the Americans in 2023 consider money to be the biggest source of stress in their lives, ranking it ahead of work, relationship, mental health, and physical health. Right? Over 61% of Americans are stressed about their personal finances. Struggling more than others, but about 44% of Americans have skipped meals to afford bills, with millennials 49% much more likely to do so than baby boomers. So it is not the lack of financial safety net. 7 in 10 Americans, 69%, say they stress about not having enough emergency savings. The most common sources of financial stress, go some, I'll give you some there. Not having enough emergency savings, spending more money than they earn, not having enough money to afford necessities, not having enough money saved for retirement, having less money than their friends, paying taxes, medical bills and debt, credit card debt, and a lack of financial literacy. Now, I'm going to break down those totals for you. And those that I just named, 69%, 58%, 57, 57, 53, 51, 47, 46, and 44. 69% personal finances that cause people to fall, the stress in America is not having enough. It's the highest point. It's not having enough, 69%. Spending more, I told you, 58. So this is something that in America, man, is something that is weighing on a lot of Americans across the board and across the scale, right? And it's affecting us and with stress and anxiety. We're going to get in that, too, before we roll out of here. But this is the stress, man. This is how much stress that is being impacted on us as Americans. 4 in 5 Americans are stressed about the cost of living. So that's only 1 person out of 5 people that ain't really worried about it. But 4 out of 5 people are stressed as can be about the cost of living today. In addition to stress over personal finances, many Americans are concerned about big picture issues, the impact of their quality of life. About 80% of Americans say they're stressed about the overall cost of living in 2023. And 73% are stressed about inflation. Right, so some of the most stressful national issues for Americans include the cost of living, 80%, inflation, 73%, the economy, 72%, the cost of healthcare, 58%, the job market, 53%, the COVID-19, 50%, climate change, 47%, conflict in other countries, 42%, the cost of college tuition, 30%. top ones that are American national issues for most Americans include the cost of living, inflation, the economy, the cost of health care, and the job market. These are the things that's stressing Americans out. So these are the things that we should be attacking, what the government should be attacking, right? Nearly 2 in 3 millennials are stressed about housing prices. The past few decades have seen home prices and rental rates swiftly outpace incomes, making home ownership feel like a pipe dream for many millennials. More than 3 in 5 Americans, that's 61%, are stressed about housing prices, with millennials at 64%. More likely to be stressed than baby boomers, which is at 49%. So nearly half of the millennials, 44%, say they, you know, skip meals to afford housing payments at some point in time. Skip meals just so they can pay their rent. So when they ask, have you ever skipped a meal to afford housing payments? Gen Z's came in at 37%. Millennials, 44%. Gen X, 41%. The baby boomers, only 20%. Across all ages, 39% of Americans have skipped meals to afford housing payments. Additionally, 45% of Americans, including 50% of millennials, have taken on extra work to afford housing at one time or another. All right? So 88% of homeowners, it's the homeowners, find some aspect of their home stressful. Although many potential home buyers are facing an uphill battle with high prices and interest rates, current homeowners aren't necessarily feeling that much better. About 88% of homeowners find some aspect of owning a home stressful, which they include maintenance, 47%, unexpected expenses, 47%, the general cost of owning a home, 41%, the current mortgage rate, 23%, bad neighbors, 19%, disliking where they live, 18%, right? They ain't worried about that too much. 84% of renters are stressed about not owning a home. 84% of renters have been stressed about not owning a home at some point, including 41% who are always or often stressed about not being a homeowner. So most common sources of workplace stress, low pay, poor work-life balance. Come on, like, this is what we deal with. All this stuff is what we deal with right here, right now, today. This is the reason why nearly half of Americans consider Monday the most stressful day of the work week. Work is a significant source of pressure for Americans. 57% stressing about their pay, 46% stressing about a bad work-life balance. So the most common source of stress in the workplace among American workers who aren't self-employed are the pay and salary. That's the first one. Poor work-life balance, the amount of work assigned to them, their work schedules, like their hours, their immediate boss and supervisors, not enough paid time off, their coworkers, poor benefits, lack of flexibility, communications outside of work hours, lack of job security, unpaid overtime, lack of diversity, excessive meetings, workplace discrimination like racism, sexism, and all these things, right? So the number one thing was, like we know, pay and salary. Pay and salary. So 1 in 3 black workers are stressed about a lack of diversity at their job. Black workers, 41% more likely than white workers to cite a lack of diversity as a source of stress, and 30% more likely to cite workplace discrimination as a source of stress. Come on, man, this shit too high. These type of things is too high, man. Discrimination, of course, isn't limited to the workplace. Black Americans, 73% in general, are 2 times as likely as white Americans, 34%, to agree with the statement. Life is especially stressful for people of race and ethnicity. 3 in 5 Americans say stress negatively affects their relationships. So all of this stress, man, a lot of this stress that we're going through and a lot of this stress that we're dealing with, man, has been brought on by all of these issues and all of these topics, right? And just like we can get the data, just like we can study the data, and we can talk about it, man, and we can put it out there so people can know that this is a, they don't have to feel alone, they don't have to feel bad in these situations, because this is something that's massively going on all across the country, right? We have to put pressure on those, I guess, who control the system, if they will, to change these things, and I don't believe they will, so we have to do what we can to make sure that we take care of each other. These are some hardcore facts, man. Some hardcore facts with a lot of real numbers in there, man, that is mind-blowing, and they shocking when you sit down and you learn about those numbers and you learn about, because each of those numbers, man, are people, right? Each of those numbers, man, are people in America. As giving they honest opinion, as telling them how they see it, how they feel and what they feel is going on with the country, right? Outside of what you and I feel. So all of these people are saying, especially that workers are not getting paid. Workers are not getting paid like